B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey, I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap, ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Season four, your mom's a horn.
Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Fred is a massive dick. Rich is a nerd loser. Rest in peace to Wallach's gap teeth. We miss them. Fred is a dick. Fred is a dick. Fred's a dick. Joe Murray likes him thick. Fred's a dick. Joe Murray likes him thick. Fred is a dick. Fred is a dick. Fred's a dick. Joe Murray likes him thick. Fred's a dick. Joe Murray likes him thick. One day Nick felt sick. Felt the rumble in his belly. His girlfriend found him with poop in his pants. Young Nicholas pooped his pants. Young Nicholas pooped his girlfriend, found him with poop in his pants. Young Nicholas pooped his pants. Young Nicholas pooped. Mark Tremelli is the best.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios. You can watch us on Twitch and twitch.tv. Follow 98.5 to Sports Hub. A couple things about did the Celtics play actually in Disney World, or did they play in Orlando?
Yeah, they played right in Orlando.
So you're being cute.
Being cute,
yeah. You're being a little cute
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
You wrote that out. You were having fun. All right, so John, first thing he says when I come in this morning is, he goes, I got to leave right after the show today.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'm getting the old Moon River, says, which means he's getting a prostate exam.
Yep.
And I said to him, you know, they've got, they can do a blood test to see if a prostate exam is necessary. They can do a blood test. I'm sure some doctors would still recommend you get a prostate exam, but when you're like me and don't want that under any circumstances unless cancer is certainly on the table. I said, and he goes, well, I don't like needles.
Yeah, hate needles too.
So I said, well, there's not liking something, and there's something that's completely unnatural.
Well, I would say that, yeah, I mean, if you had to choose between the two, John, I have a feeling you'd probably want the needle, right?
No, but, and then he has to get his blood tested anyway.
Yeah.
Because then he goes, I have to go in and get my blood tested on Monday. I said, then why don't you just have them test your blood?
I didn't know you could do that, because it's funny, John was telling me that, and like I had an alarm go off on my phone to remind me that I have a doctor's appointment on Monday, and I don't even know what it's for. And I'm thinking maybe this might be finger day. So I'm...
Well, you're young enough where you don't even have to get it. Like 50 is when you really have to start getting it.
Yeah.
Well, now I've had a colonoscopy, and I had it way too young. My mom freaked out and was like, "You have to," and I had it at 35, and they were like, and then every time I tell a doctor that, they're like, what the hell's wrong with you?
I got one a couple of years ago because it was forced, because I had diverticulitis, which I was basically eating shards of peanuts every morning, and that was not smart.
But the whole thing of... that, I don't like needles, so I'll just let him put his finger in me, is something that I don't think I'll ever understand.
Did you know that was an option? Because
no,
I didn't
know
that
was an option.
And then he goes, well, my doctor likes to do that.
Strange doctor who enjoys that.
He says, my doctor my doctor would prefer to do that.
Yes.
And I said, well, you can tell your doctor,
like,
I don't want you to do that to me. That's the first thing on the table, because I'm getting a physical next week or the week after, and I haven't gotten one for a long time. But I always say, I'm like, you're not doing this to me. Listen, but my father had a triple bypass, and they didn't open him up. They just put a catheter through his groin. I'm not using balls and saying like they do on TV. No, his like actual groin.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can put if they can operate on your heart without opening up your chest, there's no way to check your prostate. So here's what my theory is with the doctor, is that if you give me this blood test and it comes up where the numbers are high, then you have to do a ultrasound anyway. So, I mean, like if I'm in danger of having prostate cancer, you got to do the ultrasound anyway. So why am I letting you mess around with me?
Yeah, I don't know. As I said, when I was approached about that, it was, this is it. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know you could even get
that's
a blood test.
That's what we all asked.
Well, because you know my circumstance when I was a kid, and I was very, very sick. And then the doctor, without warning me, did what is essentially a prostate exam. And I woke up in the hallway with them giving me smelling salts.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not care for that. So, listen, if I get a colonoscopy and you want to have every ass doctor in town in there and you knock me out.
I think that's their official term, the ass doctor.
Ass man, you never watched Seinfeld. See, yeah. It's your problem for not watching Seinfeld.
Vanity plate, I remember that.
That's one of the great Seinfeld episodes, ass man. You got that right, Jack. And that's right, silly Jerry. Doc, you'll never believe it. Million to one shot. And so that's one of the great episodes of television of all time, maybe. And so, I want no part of that. And I understand prostate cancer and everything. I know a guy who had it, and it sucks because what could happen from it is no good. Wear a diaper and stuff like that. This guy doesn't, but I mean, it's a possibility.
Sure.
Or nothing comes out when you're making love. But the thing is that, I mean, that seems like a very primitive procedure. And so I asked around, and they're like, yeah, get this blood test. And if they get the blood test and the numbers come back, they have to give you this other procedure. Because it's not like they go, let's see, I feel something back there. We're operating. Like, you know, like they have to do something anyway. And which is 1,000 times less invasive than the procedure to get the procedure.
It does seem like one of those things where because I don't remember how long it is. Does it go on for what? 10 seconds? It
seems like forever.
In reality, how long is it? Is it like 10 seconds in reality?
I would guess, if I had to guess, it's probably 30 seconds.
Is it that long? Wow, okay.
Because you got to find, the prostate and then feel around.
Yeah, there are like three or four different points you must touch in there.
So it's certainly not like, you know, in real time long, but it's the same thing as when you get super high.
Yeah.
And time like doesn't move. Like when you're miserable, time's just not moving.
I guess my whole thing is like, there probably aren't many things that I couldn't take for 10 seconds. Like, as bad as that is, it would probably be just like, all right, dude, just get it over
That's
with.
The one thing I can't take for 10 seconds.
Now that I understand. There's that some
is,
people.
It, that is know. The one thing that I can't take for 10 seconds. Yeah. That is the, because I'm with you. Like, I deal with pain pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't mind needles. Like, I don't mind looking at my blood come out. I don't mind any of that stuff.
Sure.
But, well, the idea that a needle going to you, which has happened to you your entire life, that being on par with them doing something, which I would imagine, do you do that in your personal life at all?
No.
Something similar to a prostate exam? A lot of guys do. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not judging.
I do a lot
of guys. I've had girls try.
Oh, really?
And then things ended. Oh. They ended physically. They ended everything.
He went, no. Oh.
No, and then everything in my body went, no. And then I went into retrograde.
Not interested. I can't.
The turtle got shy?
Oh, you wouldn't talk about turtling up. Oh. Everything went back.
All right.
I had to wait 2 weeks for my testicles to descend after that happened. I do not like that. I don't know why, and I don't like it.
Okay.
I know the quality of the doctor too by the disappointment. Like, I had one doctor that was like, and this was when I was in my 30s, and they were like, well, I mean, you know, and I'm like, no, I don't want you to do that to me. Figure another way out. Well, there is a blood test, and they can take a fecal sample, too. There's like a million things they can do.
You see, if I got to go through all that rigmarole, just do it.
Nope.
Just get it over with.
If I got to
like do a sample and put it in, because I've had to do those before, and it's like...
It's a strip.
It, Yeah, but it's you got to also like fill it, and then it's like a mess, and you got to put the strip in, and you got to put the strip in a baggie. It just if it's going to take 10 to 30 seconds of pain, get it done, get it over with now.
It's not a point.
The pain. It's not for, pain.
For me, it's the pain. For you, it's something else, and I understand that. And that's something. If you can't get past that, I get that.
It's not that it hurts.
Right.
It's that it's everything about it is me personally find completely degrading. I think that it's not something that I'm comfortable having happen to me. I don't like that. And listen, that's on me. You're better off probably getting it. But the thing is that when John made the statement that, well, I don't like needles. Because I was like, you know, they can do blood work. And he's like, well, I don't like needles. That's when I went, my feathers went
I
up.
Can tell you, when you mentioned you don't mind looking down and seeing blood come out of you, I had one of those guys one time who gave me a blood test that, like, had no clue what he was doing. It was, like, fresh out of med school.
Been there.
He hit the vein, and the vein exploded under my arm.
I've
and
had
so
it
there's
all.
This big patch. Of blood. Yeah. I couldn't bend my arm fully because it was being blocked. I almost fainted. It was the worst.
Yeah, my wife faints with that stuff. But I've looked down at my knee and had my kneecap exposed and had another guy pass out.
I had a guy playing volleyball, jammed his finger, went up for a spike, jammed it, and his finger, the joint popped out of his skin, the index finger, and I almost passed out.
And
it was gross.
And I lied for so many years, not on the radio, but I lied so many years about how my kneecap showed because it was such a cool injury doing such a lame thing because I was playing beach volleyball, and I slid and hit, like, the wood that was bordering the thing.
You, sir, are no goose or maverick.
Well, they didn't play with... out of bounds. Nothing was out of bounds.
Had a shirt on, you know, I don't mess with that.
But the thing is that because in all the times that I've had, like, and I've gotten my ass kicked, where I was, like, in the hospital for 2 days. Like, I've had, like, major pain. And the thing is that your body goes into shock and you don't really feel it anymore. So, yeah, the pain is not the issue. The issue is... I don't know why. I don't know what happened. If something's happened that I've repressed in my life, I don't know what it is. But I'm not letting them do it to me. And that's what I said to the guy giving me the colonoscopy, because I'm perfectly fine in theory of you doing whatever you want back there. I just don't want you to. I just don't want to know you're doing it.
Right. Yeah. If you're knocked out, then great.
So if they said, like, for instance, we have to give you a prostate exam, but we're going to medicate you, and I went, okay, cool, and they were like, here's an Ativan, I'd be like, oh, yeah. No.
I need a sledgehammer.
No. You're giving me an IV. Because if they give you an IV with, like, ketamine and fentanyl in it to get your teeth, like, new teeth put in.
Yeah.
If you're going back there, I want Michael Jackson drugs. I want you having that IV in me, and I don't want to remember it. I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that that's what they do. They'd be like, well, we'll give you an Ativan. Oh, well, that's neat.
Why'd you give me a beer too?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's exactly what it's like. Like, no, you don't understand what's going on here. Like, you're going to have, like, someone keeping track of my vitals. Like, we're not, like, I don't have to be in a breathing machine.
Fred, I have to wonder how, because I bet it's not rare, your type of...
I would assume that out of all the procedures they do during a physical, that would be the one with the greatest reluctance.
So I'm wondering, for a doctor who has to do that on a regular basis, like, how often you get that moment where maybe that person doesn't even know that there is adverse to it. And, like, they go in thinking, okay, maybe this will be fine. But the moment it starts, they flip out.
Well, yeah.
How do you handle that as a doctor?
I passed out. When the time it happened to me, I mean, passed out. And it's the only time in my life I passed out. And I woke up, and, of course, my mother's screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
And they've got smelling salts out. And the guy didn't speak any English. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And it was like chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in, like, passing out for real.
Yeah.
Like, that when everything, like, gets cold and, like, gets black.
Yeah.
And then you just, I walked, like, 5 steps out of the office, like, while that was happening, and then just, like, collapsed face first onto the ground. but that like cold sweat, and then everything gets black. Oh no! Then they shouldn't make you do it if that happens to you. That can't be good for you. like flip it out to the point of passing out can't be something medically advisable.
So good luck, John.
Thanks.
Sounds like you're gonna have yourself a hell of a day.
He doesn't mind it that much.
Right in the car.
He doesn't even mind it that much, which is good.
Listen, not as much as you. No.
I wish I didn't mind it. Believe me, I wish I didn't mind
it. See, I don't like it. I really hope it's one of those things where I just don't want to get quiet before it happens. Just talk to me the whole time. Honestly, just tell me a story. I don't care. Read it. Choose your own adventure.
That's the thing. My doctor talks to me while it's going on.
Bust out the highlights. Tell me about Goofus and Gallon. I don't care. Just let me just say something to keep me somewhat distracted.
But I get
to.
How about those Red Sox, huh?
Do they have to tell you to loosen up?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think they just say, all right, just stand over here. Yeah, put your hands right there.
Essentially, put your hands on the table, drop your pants.
No, I know basically. I know what the procedure is. That's why it's so stupid, because it's medieval. I mean, they probably figured it out in BC's times. Yeah. I mean, it's about as dumb a procedure as possible with all this advance. They came out with a COVID vaccine, 6 months after they discovered it. But meanwhile, they're still... But that's how they handle prostate exams.
I mean, doctors truly are superheroes. Think about that. While they have to have, I mean, that can't be that's got to be one of the worst days of the office.
I would rather give a million of them than get one.
But, I mean,
I'd have no problem giving them.
But what? Really? Yeah. That doesn't seem like a very pleasant experience. All the different body types coming in. No. It just sounds.
Comparatively, well, body types coming in. This guy's rock solid.
No, sometimes you need a little more muscle to move things out of the way.
Yeah, but then there's the 300 pound guy that comes in.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that once you give one or two, I don't want to get into it too early in the morning, but I wouldn't want to be a gynecologist, that I can tell you.
Fair enough.
That I would not want to be.
Of course not. No
way. I don't want to see how the sausage is made. I don't need that in my life at all. Then you're talking about body types, and then you're talking about stuff coming in like, oh boy, you won't believe what I saw at the office today.
That's right. You're talking about it. You become numb to it, and you bring it home and you talk to your family about it. They're not numb to it, and you're like,
I guarantee if you're a gynecologist that you see things all the time that you're not comfortable with and all the time that you're not numb to. Prostate exam is just, you're hoping you probably don't find anything. Prostate exam is what it is. Again, it seems barbaric to me, and it seems that with all the advances in medicine that they just kind of like have been lazy about that one. They've really just been lazy about it. But, let's put it this way. I wish I didn't mind it. I wish I didn't mind it, and I wish I could just take it, and then it would be over. I think you're better than me if you don't mind it.
No, it's just the way you're built.
No, but I want to make it clear that I think that you're in that aspect of your life, you're better than me. Like, it's not like I think, oh, yeah, queer over here. No, I think you're better than me for not minding it that much. Me, no, that's it. And that's the only thing I can really think of. That I'm no way like pulling teeth. Da 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 da. I mean, if they give you the option of knocking you out, I mean, I'm going to take it. I got some money, but like, but no, that's it. But I'm with you, Rich. I think I have a pretty high threshold for pain.
Yeah. 10 to 30 seconds, I can take almost anything. And, I mean, listen, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be pleasant. But I know how it's a completely different psychological beast when it comes to that.
Is that interesting, though? I never really thought about how long that actually takes. All I know is that it seems like forever.
Sure, it does. But I bet it's only 10 seconds long. 10 seconds is a long time.
Okay.
Well.
And I mean, think about it. You could probably, like, how much time do you really need
there? I bet you it's 30 seconds.
Ooh, 30's a lot.
No, but I mean, there's the feeling around. As I said, it's not just the in and out.
It's a medical procedure.
You got to touch different points in there.
When I was in Atlanta, I said I was faster than a guy on the show, and he said he wasn't. We were getting into it, and so we had a race, and whoever lost the race had to get the prostate exam on the air.
Ooh.
I probably never ran as fast as I beat him soundly, Wally, and he had to get the prostate exam on the air. So this is a medical procedure. You can talk about this on the air. In fact, it's a public service. No, you can't complain. If you're listening, you can't complain about this. No. This is medical. This is real life. This is, and if your kids say, what are they talking about? Say, a prostate exam. because it's part of an exam.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you don't, the males don't get the cancer. All right. There you go.
So sports, huh?
Not a lot going on.
Well, I mean, I mean, there is, just not last night, except for a little Instagram video that we'll talk about later on, because that needs to be dissected.
Well, there's not a lot to dissect, because he's saying nothing.
No,
but, just... the Bankroll Boys are today. This new Bruin guy is coming on.
Nick Foligno.
Yep.
Also, David Spade.
David Spade. Dave Richard at 8:20 and David Spade at 9 o'clock is scheduled. We'll see if that happens, but... He is scheduled. It's West Coast guy, so who knows? All right, Rich, what's coming up?
So, big weekend for both the Pats and Sox coming, and Fred, somebody on the Patriots, seems to be talking directly to you at their post game or at their regular press conference yesterday.
Is it the team physician?
It's not the team physician. Okay, no. Somebody's speaking to you through what they were wearing.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Someone lost a bet. All right, we'll be right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hub. Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
985 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Rich, happened last evening?
Well, it is a big weekend coming up for both the Patriots and the Sox, but let's start with Alex Cora, who realizes that this team doesn't have much further to go to win it all.
You know what? I woke up today and I was like, we're 4 games away from the World Series. You know, we win 4 games and we're right there. I always said that we have to keep working hard for what we have. You know, the team that we're going to face, they're really good. They are. At the same time, they know we're really good, too. And when people start talking about us that way, it's like, oh, okay, you know, we got something special going on here. But we got to keep working. We got to keep getting better. We made some mistakes in this series that cannot happen again. I feel that we got a chance to win the World Series.
Well, they'll win and they'll probably still win.
Yeah. I was just going to say, those mistakes are coming, Alex.
They'll find a way.
You're lucky you're already bald because you lose your hair because you're going to make some defensive mistakes.
Schwarber's going to bobble something at first base. You know, Hunter Renfro's going to throw a ball into the stands from right field. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So this is interesting because the team had their first workout since the Rays series, and Alex Cora said that he was going to announce his starters for Game 1 and 2 soon. Now, probably no surprise in order when it comes to Game 1. Most likely Nate Eovaldi, but Game 2 is a tricky one. Is the team going to go with Chris Sale, who truly has been a shell of himself as of late, or do they go with Eduardo Rodriguez, who had an excellent bounce-back game the other day against the Rays? One thing we do know, John, and maybe this will give us some sort of indication, is that the MLB Network yesterday announced that Sale would have closed Game 4 if the Sox had the lead in the ninth. He confirmed that as well. So where do you think, because, I mean, talked to, I think it was Jen McCaffrey, Fred, yesterday, and she also said that it's up in the air. She didn't know which one it would be. You seem to think they're going to go with Chris Sale, correct?
It's interesting because... Well, I think they're going to have to start him a game at least.
Why? Can't they do a 3-man rotation?
But I don't think you can. Here's my thing, and John, I'll be interested in, we haven't talked about this, is that if they were getting Sale ready to close that game, that makes me think that they have faith that he can come back. I don't look at that as they don't want him to start. I look at that as they wanted to put him in a win at home situation.
That was the first thing I thought of, was the 2018 World Series, where it's just like, we want our guy out there to put away a team. And that's all that was. Alex Cora will pitch basically anyone at any time when it comes to the playoffs. We've seen that. We saw that in 2018. You know, if it's your throw day, get in there.
It's the right way to do
whatever. And he said as much yesterday. Everybody on the pitching staff is available for the first 2 games, regardless of who starts. That's how he manages things. So I do think Chris Sale is a starter. I do think he will pitch game two. Now, how long he goes is something else entirely. Maybe maybe Houston has a certain, the way they line up their order against lefties, maybe he's only good for six hitters. Maybe he's only good for one time through the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes three, and then you bring someone else in. I think if anyone deserves a start in this series, it's probably Nick Pivetta, based on what he did in extra innings.
Oh, there's no
Tampa
question. There's no question.
So whether he pitches game two or game three, whatever.
Yeah, regardless.
He's going to be a starter, but Sale is going to start. The question is, it's not going to be a typical start, but the question is, how long does Cora go with him?
Right, exactly. And so I don't know if Sale is going to start game two. That's not important to me, but they need Chris Sale to start a game.
Yes, yes. He's not a guy who can pitch three games in four days. You have to pick and choose your spots, and because of that, and because of his elbow, you have to start.
Plus, you need starters. I mean, their rotation sucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they need Chris Sale to start.
You need Chris Sale, and you need Tanner Houck out of the bullpen because he's going to give you good innings. And maybe you want Pivetta in that long role after Sale is done. I mean, he's proven he can go three,
four. I was thinking they were
going
to save him for a starter if they could. I mean, obviously, as you said, it's all, you know, all bets are off on these first two games if they get stuck. But I think if he had his druthers, he would have Pivetta be the starter for, you know, game four, I would think.
Maybe. But as I said, there are no more roles. The only role you know is the guy who was solid in the one-game playoff, the guy who was solid against Tampa Bay. You know, as much as you know anything about this pitching staff, you know what you're going to get out of Nathan Eovaldi. He should be the game one starter. But after that, I think it should be Sale in game two, but you mix and match regardless.
Well, at the trade deadline, you know, they kept saying their big pickup was Chris Sale. Chris Sale was, you know, coming back was the big pickup, and Sale...
That was a smokescreen for, we're not going to blow out any prospects.
I'm not making that. I mean, enjoy them being in the ALCS, so I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying that, you know, he's the guy on your staff that's paid to be a shutdown starter.
But we also know the reality of how he's pitched lately.
But you need him to start, because if I'm Cora, I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, I can't win. If Sale's not pitching important innings for me, I can't win. So I gotta trot him out there. If I don't, we're not going to win this series.
Well, if you're feeling pretty good about your Red Sox, the ALCS, you're not the only one. According to our friend Jason Mastrodonato, Las Vegas likes the Red Sox a lot more after knocking off the Rays.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because people hate Houston, and people are betting heavy on the Red Sox, I would imagine.
Yeah, the Red Sox, for baseball fans, the majority of them want the Red Sox to win this series.
And I mean, listen, it swung it a lot because they were plus 190 against the Rays, and now they're plus 120 against the Astros and the ALCS. So good for them. So that sounds like a not too bad of a, what is it, you bet $100, you get 120? That's not too far off there. Well, now as far as your New England Patriots, the line now favors the Cowboys by only 3.5 points. That's quite frankly closer than I thought.
Well, you got to talk to the Bankroll Boys, and they'll explain the line to you. It started off with the Patriots -1 before the season. Then it popped up to... 5.
Well, it was 4 yesterday.
Yeah.
So 4 yesterday, so the money is now coming in on the page.
I thought at its highest it was 5, but I could be wrong. I ain't no bankroll boy. But I do know
that we have him in here.
That Lifshatz likes early talk before 7. Mm-hmm. I'll grease the wheel. Mm-hmm. Is Lifshatz said before the season the Patriots were -1. Then it became +5 or +4. So he likes the Patriots for some reason, having to do with those numbers.
Well, when we come back, we'll take a listen to Fred, a guy who was speaking directly to you yesterday at the podium.
Was it scary? Was it apropos of Halloween?
Scary or spooky?
Yes. All right. We will have that. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise. 98.5
Sports Hub.
Sports over Toucher and Rich. You'll be listening at 6:50-ish for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see David Spade tomorrow night at the Chevalier Theater in Medford. For tickets and info, visit thechevaliertheater.com. I'll spell it for him. I'll spell it for you right now. C-H-E-V-A-L-I-E-R.
Chevalier.
That's coming at 6:50. I have been there and did not do well. David Spade is set to join us at 9. I had read his book. I couldn't find it last night.
But awesome.
I've read it.
Last thing I saw him on was I watched his appearance on the Norm Macdonald Talk Show on Netflix, and it was a fantastic 30 minutes or so of television. Not bad. I mean, horribly awkward at times. Just, I mean, as you know, but David Spade was perfect for that. He knows Norm, obviously. He kind of let the
You got to let the pauses.
He did it.
You got to feel them out.
Yep. Well, Fred, when talking about Dak Prescott, Bill Belichick yesterday definitely went beyond just saying that he, quote, makes all the throws.
The MVP of the league right now. I would hope so.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's right at the top of the league in passing. I mean, they're at the top of the league and everything. So, like, whatever stat you want to talk about, they're at the top of the league in it. So, he's a trigger guy, so he's making it all go.
Yeah, he is making it all go. That he is.
And by the way, if anyone has a tailgate for not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, and understand I'm going to be with my son, let me know. Toucher at 98.5thesportshub.com. Because I would like my son to experience a tailgate.
You got to find the guy who's got Bill Belichick's head spray painted on the side of his RV with an American flag and an eagle.
Well, he probably won't let us in because I'm making Milo wear a Jets jersey, so he probably won't let us in.
That would be bad. Yeah,
but I would like him because, like, Joe sold his tickets. Like I know a ton of people that just don't, because the Jets suck and the Patriots aren't playing well, that just have sold tickets. Or
see, I thought you want to go to what seems like a not a guaranteed win, but a good chance at a win.
Yeah, they're going
to
be a big favorite. But yeah, like everyone I know that goes to Patriots games is not going to this game, or at least they're telling me they're not. But
are you going? Yes. Well, then I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they're just they don't want to see me. But I would like him to, because I think I'm gonna get a car service because I want to deal with all the crap. I've heard enough horror stories and I don't have parking, so I would we can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, if anyone has a tailgate. Now I'm, you know, the kid's 13, so you can't, like, the only thing that is you can't be yelling at me.
Oh, Fred, you're gonna be fine.
The thing is I don't care how drunk you are. That's fine. I don't care, you know, whatever, if you debauchery or whatever the have you. That doesn't bother me. But you can't be set up that I come show up and you start screaming at me in front of my kid.
Well, Fred, you know how it is. Gillette Stadium might be the friendliest tailgate.
No,
like, it's like very laid back. It's not at all like going to, as we said, an Eagles game, even
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Like, it is like way laid back.
No, I understand. I'm going to be with a 13-year-old. If it was me and like a friend and you wanted to bust my balls, that's fine.
What kind of jet jersey? Are we going with Toon, Revis? You know, what are we going with?
Revis showed up fat. I don't know if I can put that on him.
Okay.
Kevin
Mawai, maybe, to really be cool?
Mawai. I love the way he played center.
Geno Smith?
Sam Darnold? What do we got?
I think
Mark Sanchez?
I have Toon, Wilkerson, Lewis.
Mo Lewis, that'll be a big hit.
Yeah, maybe I'll give him the Lewis jersey.
He's the
only one who didn't betray me.
No, but I mean, Mo Lewis is big, but Patriots fans are big fans of
Mo. I remember exactly where I was. I remember the bar I was at. I was at the Jet Bar in Atlanta. I remember exactly what I was doing when that happened. I remember where I was standing when that happened.
No, you have him wear the Mo Lewis jersey. You'll be fine.
No, it's not about the Jets thing. I just don't want some creep, like, listener, like, you know, setting me up so I come over there.
You'll be fine. Your kid with you, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said my kid's with me. Yeah, I can handle myself.
No, I'm saying with your kid with you, people are going to be, they're going to restrain themselves. Yeah, no one's going to be a jackass.
Yeah, I don't need some, I don't want my son, I think that would be rather traumatizing. I don't care how drunk you are, but if it, rather traumatizing if you start screaming at me.
Go to one of those dream tailgates. Every time I go, like every single year, I'm amazed at how the game gets upped when it comes to tailgating. There is like one that I walked past. It was, I guess, 2019, whatever the last season of live football was when I went. And these guys had three different plasma TVs set up, outside. It was plasma deal, and they had this whole entertainment media center. And in the back, they had a full, boy, it almost seemed like a three-pan grill. Like, it was like a full-on, almost, it wasn't like a Weber. It was a different kind. It had the sternal underneath it.
Are they fans, or is this something that you buy your way into?
No. These were fans. They showed up with this whole spread and got that all set up, and it was them and, like, four other families who somehow were able to park next to each other. They all got there way early. But, I mean, it's like, they basically make their own, like, VIP tent out in the parking lot, and it's astounding. We talked about how they were saying, we saw people out there cooking lobsters in the park. I'm like, nobody does that. We got immediately texts from a bunch of people who went and bring like 20 lobsters to cook in the parking lot. Like, who? First of all, what are you, like the Monopoly guy showing up with 20 goddamn lobsters in this game? You know how much that's going to cost? Second of all, who's eating 20 lobsters? Third of all, can I come next time? Like, this is, I mean, these are the dream ones you need to somehow go to.
Yeah, because the best one I ever was at was in Kansas City. A guy who program directs another station here is a big Kansas City Chiefs fan, and we met up with him, and he had a friend who had a school bus with, like, keg taps around the side
that's
of it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Now we're talking.
And they were really cool. And then I paid for a tailgate once in Tampa, but the Tampa fans are just awful. And then at Penn State one time, my wife and I went there and all her friends were like, "We're too hungover from last night." And I'm like, "Then why are you here?"
Yeah.
It was a 3:30 game against Ohio State. I'm like, I went to a bagel shop or dumb sorority house. I did everything. Mm-hmm. And then it got to be noon, and I go, "Let's go. Let's go. Rally your friends. Let's go." And they're like, "Oh, we're just going to take it easy and get breakfast." No. Mm-hmm. We're in State College, Pennsylvania, which is a 5-hour ride from anywhere.
I've been there. I wasn't there for a Big Ten game. I was there for the Blue-White scrimmage in the spring. And it was still that huge field next to Beaver Stadium.
Yes.
Packed, and they did it right. They did a really good job.
So since your stupid friends wouldn't do anything,
it was a lot of fun.
God bless my wife. We just went tailgate to tailgate, and we were in our 20s, and my wife was in her 20s, so my wife would lead the way and go, "Hey, can I, have a drink or something?" And the guys would always go, "Yeah." And then I'd be like, "I'm here too."
Smart man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Somebody said reach out to Schwartzy and see if you can tailgate with her. Not a bad idea.
Schwartzy's
just in the wagon, though. She doesn't have time to play
She'll
around.
She'll be wearing the one Bruce Armstrong jersey on the entire property. I think that'd be great. Can't find her.
Schwartzy gets to park like in one of the concourses.
Sure. Schwartzy. That'd be awesome.
You know Schwartzy doesn't buy a drink in that parking lot.
No, like, not
just
anymore.
Like throwing stuff to her like, "Here you go, Schwartzy. It's on me."
They don't pull over the shaggin' wagon either. No. Schwartzy gets a, you might as well have a siren on top of the car.
Well, Fred, maybe it's psychological warfare on behalf of the Patriots, but did you happen to see what Jacoby Myers wore at his press availability yesterday?
I did.
I'm back.
A hoodie with the boogeyman on it.
Yeah, he lost a bet to Van Noy. Van Noy,
what bet is he winning?
BYU beat North Carolina State in football or something. Whatever.
Well, he was asked.
If he went to BYU, he shouldn't be gambling.
Jacoby,
it's against the rules.
Right. Jacoby Myers was asked about his super duper spooky sweatshirt.
Good. How about you?
Is that a new one or an old one?
It's an old one. It's an old one. Pulled it out. I don't know why. Just one of those days, you know?
I can't see anything.
Exactly. Mix it up someday.
I pulled it out. I don't know why. It's really not a symbol of anything good.
No.
Seeing that the team season ended kind of horribly that year.
But their defense was statistically one of the best.
Well, for the first 7 or 8 weeks, it was, and then all of a sudden fell apart horribly.
The big argument that people will have, like, "Well, the boogeymen, technically, you don't know what you're talking about. They were number one in blah, blah, blah." And you're like, "No, they lost in the first round."
Well, there was some potential good news with Damian Harris and Shaq Mason back on the field yesterday, but neither of them practiced. They are still out there, just did not participate. I guess that's good to see. It's a sign, maybe. But also yesterday, it seemed like our old foot-loving friend Rex Ryan had this not-so-nice thing to say about Mac Jones.
Are the Patriots a playoff team? Go.
Not no, but hell no.
Hell no, Rex.
Hell no. Just say what you just because you got a pea shooter at quarterback, give me a break right here. This team should have been beat by the Houston Texans right now. Now, a playoff team? Playoffs? No chance of this thing. Their defense is not as good as they've been. There's another one that should have been picked up. Hey, the ball travels down the field more than 15 yards. Uh-oh, that's bad news for this guy right here. He reminds me he's closer to Danny Warfel than he is Tom Brady.
They have fun. Listen to fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. No, Mac Jones did not play particularly well.
I thought he. I
if you look
did.
Back,
I
mean, he did throw balls that could have. He could have had a lot more picks.
Really beautiful feet,
but maybe he doesn't. Yeah, maybe he doesn't wear the right kind of cleats.
Yeah, oh yeah.
not no, but hell no. Oh no!
It's a pea shooter. Whoa!
You got a pea shooter at quarterback.
Now, as far as like in studio, like fun gangs, did you guys get to watch any of the NHL on TNT last night?
I saw like a minute of the game. I didn't see any of the...
For some reason, like goofy crap always works when somehow Charles Barkley's involved.
That's right. Like, I heard he was going to be on.
If you did it with anyone else, it would seem like almost like, you know, sure. Morning Hackney. Joe television, right. You know, like morning television. But they had Wayne Gretzky launching shots on Charles Barkley in pads. And as I said, it sounds like it was fantastic. Like Charles Barkley, obviously very clueless. He said that one of his buddies, you know, told him to show the five hole and close it. He had no idea what a five hole was. Had to get them all to explain it to him. It was great, and it's stunt casting, obviously putting Barkley out there. But I mean, inside the NBA or the NBA on TNT crew, it's one of the best in television. And I think they've kind of taken that recipe and put it towards the NHL, and it seems to for day one. Be working. Matter of fact, I was impressed with ESPN. I watched a little bit of their coverage of the game, the Kraken game the other day, and last night. I thought both of them are doing a good job. And I do find it kind of funny. Even Gary Bettman, I think you sent me the quote.
Yeah.
Said if ESPN does half a good job broadcasting our games as they did absolutely shutting us out for the last 15 years, then we're going to be in a good shape.
I mean, you knew the minute that they were in negotiations because they started showing highlights again.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they really like.
You go to the website. Oh, here's a pull down bar for the NHL. I haven't seen that in a decade. Yeah, all right, great.
Yeah. It used to be under MMA.
Yes.
It used to be
that's correct.
Under MMA.
Under the other category.
Yes. You had to go to other and then go to MMA.
That's right.
And they're using Gretzky wisely because obviously he doesn't have the best personality in the world, but everyone knows his name. And they're using him as almost a foil to Charles Barkley, so, which is great because, you know, Charles Barkley, he's got more personality for everyone. But just having him kind of go up against him is pretty funny.
If Charles Barkley pulls out pictures of Gretzky's daughter scantily clad, then I'll know they're a caller number 10 right now to Pride Motor Group contest line 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see David Spade tomorrow night at the Chevalier Theater in Medford. For tickets and info, visit ChevalierTheater.com. Caller number 10, 617-931-0985. The Bankroll Boys should be in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.